you for tuning in today to the In the Garden Ministries, home of Gethsemane Baptist Church and a live TV media ministry. Stay tuned for the In the Garden program. You are destined to be blessed today. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us for today's In the Garden program. We've got some great things to share with you. Coming up on the program today, we've got some music in just a couple minutes from the trio called Hallelujah Side, and then a great song a little bit later on from Ivan Parker. It's The Haven of Rest. That's on the way, and we've got the conclusion of Pastor Carlton Duck's message entitled Rapture Ready on the way in just a few minutes here on today's In the Garden program. It's the radio ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church, and as we always tell you, we're located at 411 Blue Ridge Street in Lynchburg, and we'd love for you to come worship with us. We have Sunday school beginning at 10 o'clock, morning worship service at 10:55, and our Sunday evening worship service begins at 6 o'clock, and we hope to see you. And we also hope you'll come back. Family, everybody in attendance on Wednesday night, the Awana Clubs get fired up again. That's for ages 3 through the teens with a whole new look and a whole new attitude in the Awana Clubs. They actually started on Wednesday, and they'll be happening again this coming Wednesday. Of course, it's 6:45, and that's just before the Wednesday evening worship service. At 7 o'clock at Gethsemane Baptist Church, we're known as the church where the shout has not gone out, and we'd love for you to come and be a part of our worship services. If you're looking for a church home, we invite you to come and give us a try. We think you like worshiping with us. We like to think so, and we're sure that we'll be blessed to have you come and be a part of our worship services at Gethsemane Baptist Church. Again, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia. Right now, it's the trio. This is Hallelujah Side on today's In the Garden program.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing without hope. But the blessed Savior heard me when I cried. Then he threw his arms around me, and he led me to his home. Now I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujah grow. Help me ring the Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up for heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side.
Here the sun is always shining. Here the sky is always bright. There's no place for gloomy Christians to abide. For my soul is filled with the music and my heart with great delight. Now I'm living on the Hallelujah side.
Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujah go. Help me ring the Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up for heaven all the windows of my soul. And I'm living on the Hallelujah side.
And upon the streets of glory, when we reach the other shore, we'll have safely crossed the Jordan's rolling tide.
You will find me shouting glory, 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 glory.
Just outside my mansion door,
I'm living on the Hallelujah side. Oh, glory be to Jesus, let the Hallelujah flow. Help me ring the Savior's praise far and wide. For I've opened up for heaven all the windows of my soul.
Hallelujah Side from the trio on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. We certainly do pray God's richest blessings on you and your family today. And we thank you for tuning in, and we want you to stay right here. We've got the conclusion of Pastor Duck's message entitled Rapture Ready coming up in just a couple minutes on today's In the Garden program. Before we get to that, we'd like to tell you about a live TV. That's our television ministry. And we certainly would love for you to tune in and get a blessing. You'll find a live TV on Channel 7 on the Nesby Cable System. system. That's in Bedford County, Campbell County, in Appomattox, in the Pamplin area, and we hope you'll tune in. We think you'll be blessed. We have some great Southern Gospel music videos on there. You'll find those some of the time. You'll find some great local preaching programs on there, too, quite a bit of the time. There's Devotion Time with Pastor Duck several times each day. And, of course, there's the flagship program, the In the Garden program, which you can catch every morning from 6 to 7 if you're up early, Sunday right through Saturday, and you can start your day off with a blessing from the In the Garden television program. And there's various other times when you can catch it throughout the day as well. So we invite you to tune in, and you'll get a blessing whenever you tune in to In the Garden. Always something on there that will uplift you and be a blessing to you. Nothing that's ever going to offend you. You don't have to worry about that or whether the kids are watching or not. So be sure to tune in to a live TV. Again, that's Channel 7 on the Nesby cable system. And now if you're in Lynchburg or Amherst and you're on Adelphia, you can get the In the Garden television program on their local access channel a couple of times during the week, Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Thursday mornings at 10:30. So we encourage you to tune in there. And we're also encouraging folks still to give Adelphia a call and let them know you'd be interested in having a live TV on your cable system as well. If you feel led to do that, then God bless you. We appreciate that. You can tell them Nesby's already seen fit to put a live TV on their cable system, and you'd like to have some great Christian programming on Adelphia as well. So if you feel led to make that call, God bless you. We certainly do appreciate that. Right now it's time to take you to the pulpit of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We've got the conclusion of Pastor Carlton Duck's message. It's called Rapture Ready on today's In the Garden program.
He will take his rightful place in Jerusalem on the throne of David in the new temple. And he'll rule and reign for 1,000 years. That is what we call the millennial reign of Christ. Millennium or millennial, representative of 1,000 years. So these events that we are encountering today should not really take us by surprise. We should not really be astounded and shocked by what we're seeing that is going on. I mean, really, what happened in Alabama and what's happened throughout the world and what's happened with the disappearance of prayer in school and things of this nature, it really should not take us by shock or surprise. Because these are the events of the hour. And ladies and gentlemen, the events of the hour should really not put us in a position of depression, but really should put us in a position of delight. Because something has got to occur. Am I right? Absolutely. And that event that has to occur involves you and I tonight. It involves every believer. Actually, it involves every person on the face of this earth tonight. There's no one exempt from it because tonight the saved will go and the lost will stay. So tonight, it will have an effect upon every person. For those who go, it will be a glorious day of victory, won't it? It'll be a wonderful day because, listen, we'll leave all the troubles of this world. Glory to God. And I'm sure, how many of you got troubles tonight somewhere in your life? It may be a little one, it may be a big one tonight. But how many of you got some kind of troubles in your life tonight? Say amen. Sure you do. How many of you tonight would like to be in heaven this evening? Absolutely. Well, I would hope so. And I can't think of a better event to happen than what is recorded in 1 Corinthians 15, where it says, in the moment and in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. Amen. Changed. That means that one day this mortal will put on immortality. Oh, blessed be the name of God. Turn with me. I wasn't going to read it. I'm going to read it anyway. Get your Bibles. Turn to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. And here's some tremendous verses tonight. Because I'm going to start with verse number 51. This is good. Listen to this. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and we shall be raised incorruptible. See, you're living in a body of corruption. Am I right? You're living in a body of mortality tonight. That when you came into this world, this is not very pleasant, right? You started dying the day you was born. And you start decaying. And you know, I was looking at some pictures when I was in school. And man, I had nice dark black hair and everything. And Well, thank God at least still got hair, but amen. And I'm just turned into a blonde. Platinum kind, amen. But we all start kind of changing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some of y'all know, well, I won't say that. The reason yours is not the color of mine is because you got a little thing, a little stuff at home. You put all on your head and put it under the sink and wash off and dry it up, and it looks nice and pretty. Oh, let me tell you what else happened to me this morning. See, it all started this morning. I got up, and I wash my hair every day. I take a shower, whatever. And I got there, and I was getting ready to dry my hair. And we got one of those hair dryers that's built into the wall thing, you know. So I'm standing there, and I've washed my hair, and I've got it. I've put the mousse on it. Got it all ready to dry down, you know. Come on, y'all do it, too. Don't sit there and look at me like, amen, like I'm crazy. And I turned that hair dryer on, and all of a sudden, bless God, smoke just caught it coming out of that thing. I thought, oh, my God, the hair dryer's on fire. The second thought was, what in God's name am I going to do about drying my hair? And thank the Lord we had some more hair dryers. Amen. It started rough. But what I'm trying to tell you tonight, listen, we live in bodies that are failing tonight. But the Bible says, for we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal will put on what? Immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be what? Brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Look tonight, folks. Quicker than the snap of my finger, the slap of my hand, the bat of my eye, Jesus Christ is going to change us to be like Him. Amen. And I believe that every born-again Christian one day is going to fly. I believe that instantly, we're going to disappear with Christ. Now tonight, this is not duckology. This is not what my perceptions are. I'm giving you the word tonight. I can back up everything that I'm saying tonight. If you don't believe what I'm saying tonight, I just read to you 1 Corinthians 15. If you don't believe that, then read tonight John 14. If you don't read that, I believe that tonight, read the book of Revelation, chapter 4 and chapter 5. If you don't believe that tonight, then tonight I can show you other scriptures tonight, John 14, and the list goes on, about the coming of the Lord. And He didn't say it in one place at one time. He says it consistently throughout the Word of God. Even the Old Testament tonight gives reference to this rapture coming of Christ. Amen. Because Isaiah the prophet said, he said, there will come a day when even dust will sing. What is that? That means one day, for the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we who are alive and remain will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. One day, listen, that soul is in heaven tonight, but one day that soul and that body is going to be reunited into a glorified body, and dust will sing. Amen. Glory to God.
We surely hope you got a blessing from this message from Pastor Carlton Duck. And don't forget, we'll be back next time with a brand new message here on the In the Garden program. So be sure to tune in every day, and you're sure to get a blessing that way. Right now, it's music from Ivan Parker on In the Garden.
My soul inside I enter.
haven of rest on today's In the Garden program. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Before we go, let me remind you to log on to our website at www.itgm.org. That's short for In the Garden Ministries. And there's lots of ways on there you can stay in touch with what's happening at Gethsemane Baptist Church. You can find out which folks you need to be praying for. And you can, here in the next few weeks, be able to enjoy the In the Garden program, this very program, online as well as on the radio. So we hope that'll bless you, and we hope you'll take advantage of that. And don't forget about the prayer chain. If you have prayer needs or prayer requests, you can make those known right there on the website. They'll go out to folks in their email so that when they get the message, they can pray for that need, and you'll be blessed that way. And you can also be a blessing to others by becoming a part of the prayer chain yourself. It's as easy as submitting your own email address so that when other folks have prayer needs or prayer requests, their messages will come to you, and you can remember them in your prayer life. And so we get folks blessing one another and praying for one another, and that is the prayer chain. And again, you'll find that and much more at www.itgm.org. Thanks for joining us today. God bless you. On behalf of Pastor Duck and the members of Gethsemane Baptist Church, we appreciate you listening to the In the Garden program today. If you would like to receive an audio cassette copy of today's message, you may do so by calling 845-8796 and leave a message or place an order on our website at itgm.org. Please come and be a part of the exciting worship at Gethsemane Baptist Church, located at 411 Blue Ridge Street near the main entrance of Lynchburg College. Also, tune into our media ministry of Alive TV, as found on Channel 7 on the Nesby cable systems. Please pray for us as we are praying for you. Don't forget, you can get our worship schedule and other information at 845-8796 or at our website, www.itgm.org. God bless you and shalom.